Johanna Hayes is a Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District. She's running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Johanna Hayes, welcome to the program. I'd love to know a little bit more about you, and I know our listeners would also, and about your very distinguished honor. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be here talking with you. And I am, like you said, running for the 5th Congressional District seat. This is my first political run. I'm an educator in the Waterbury Public School System. I've been teaching history, civics, and geography, African American history, for the last 13 years. Done a lot of community work, advocacy, worked with the State Department, and in 2016, all of that work culminated into my being honored as the National Teacher of the Year. So all of those experiences have kind of led me to where I am today.
The Teacher of the Year, that is so impressive. You know, there's only one, and you were it in this entire country of the United States of America. That's remarkable.
It's absolutely overwhelming. I mean, the way it was described to me, there's 3.5 million educators who are eligible for this honor, and every year they pick one, so it really is overwhelming.
Was your family proud?
Yes. It's one of those things that you can't ask for, you can't wish for, you just never really imagine it, and then it happens, and you're in that moment.
As a history teacher, because one of the things that many people are thinking about these days is, what are our young people thinking about politics, and how do we get them involved, and how do we get them to the polls? Anecdotal evidence is saying for some reason this year they're going out in record numbers. We have Taylor Swift saying, go ahead, get out there and do it, and we saw the registrations go through the roof. What are you thinking about all of that?
Well, I've known this for a very long time. I've been teaching young people. I mean, part of the reason I was named Teacher of the Year was because I really got these kids involved in civic engagement and involved in their communities, doing a lot of service work and different projects. And I've been registering young people to vote for the last 10 years. I think what's different about this point in history is you have to give them a reason to vote. This generation, millennials, Gen Xers, are very guarded with their votes. They don't align with a party. They vote on the issues that are important to them. And I think for many of them, they are hearing and seeing things that for the first time they realize are important to their future. I had a former student come in over the summer who said to me, I've never had to think about fighting for my rights as a woman. And now I feel like I have to, and I don't know what else to do, so I came here. And I really believe that they will be a voice moving forward. I know that the reason I'm here as the Democratic nominee is because of people who were first-time voters and millennials and newly engaged voters. So really just expanding the electorate. But I think this is the time. You know, this is a moment where they see themselves having to fight for the things they believe in.
So as long as you raise it, Johanna Hayes, how did you win that Democratic primary in August with, you know, a very limited political experience?
Well, I know how to engage people. My whole career has been built on relationships and collaboration, reaching out to people and inviting them in. So my primary over the summer, I did a lot of education on, you know, the responsibilities, not just of elected officials, but of voters. I did civics chats every week where I did these short videos that taught people this is how you register and this is where you find your polling location. I went out every day meeting with people. I mean, I'm an administrator now, but I still work. So I would work in the morning and then every night be out on the campaign trail meeting with people, all different groups, people who traditionally had not voted, but really almost compelling them to engage civically.
Why are you more qualified than your Republican opponent, Manny Santos? He says you have far left views that are out of step with the district. How do you answer that?
Well, I don't think my views are far left at all. I think on some things I'm very progressive, but on other things I am more moderate. I am a person who really relied on government to work in my life. You know, I grew up in some very challenging circumstances. my rise to Teacher of the Year was that much more special because I was a teenage mom in high school and had to go to an alternative program, basically a high school dropout. So I recognize and understand how important it is to help people when they're down on their luck, to provide opportunities. But I also understand that once people are on their feet, they have a responsibility to invest in their communities, to have jobs and be gainfully employed and pay taxes and make those investments in other people moving forward. So these far left views that my opponent is trying to paint me as are just not true. You know, I think government is about people and it should help people. But I also recognize that these programs have to be sustainable and we have to pay for them. So there has to be a balance. And I just believe that my voice and my perspective is something that is necessary right now.
So how about Medicare for all or for universal health care? You know, something I believe in, but I'm wondering about you.
I absolutely believe in it. I think a healthy population is good for everyone. I traveled around the world when I was Teacher of the Year, and I just was really proud of, as Americans, we take care of our people. We take care of our families. We educate our children. This idea of everything is about a bottom line is just not an American idea. I'm not a person who is a firm defender of the Affordable Care Act. I realized that there were some parts of it that were very good, like care for pre-existing condition, or you can't be denied for pre-existing conditions, you know, women's screenings and health care, children staying on until they're 26. But I also recognize that it wasn't as affordable as we might have thought it would have been, and there wasn't a lot of competition. So we need to work on that. But you cannot deny the fact that we lowered the rate of uninsured people in the state of Connecticut, and everybody benefits from that. So we need to move towards a system where we insure more people, not less. So I am absolutely in favor of moving towards a Medicare for All system.
Let me ask you one last question. If you get elected, would you support Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House?
Well, that's a huge hypothetical because I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. And I guess that's not something that I'm willing to answer right now because I don't know what's on the table at this point. I am not afraid to have a different view. I think part of the problem is we have not been open to different views for a very long time. And we have to see what is the temperature of the country? What do the constituents want? What do the people want? You know, what are the options at that point? I think Speaker Pelosi has been incredibly effective in her time as Speaker. But I think just like everything else, you deal with things in the moment that you're in.
Quickly, I think Democrats, we people who have voted that way for a while, have always felt Social Security is a bottom line. And where are you on that one? Do you think it's going broke? Do you think we should continue it and put more money in or what?
I think we absolutely should continue it. We have to make sure that programs like Social Security are sustainable for another 100 years. I mean, I was shocked to hear it referred to as an entitlement. It is absolutely not an entitlement. People pay in. You know, it's a benefit that people have paid into. I think we need to get our economy jumpstarted, get more people back to work so that we have more people paying in and making sure it is sustainable, and maybe rework the formula for payouts so that the people who really don't need it are not still collecting a Social Security check. But this is something that, you know, we should make sure continues. There were concerns about it when it was first introduced that, you know, the country couldn't sustain it and it wasn't something that we needed. But there are so many people that rely on Social Security, the money that they've paid in, and we absolutely have to make every effort to ensure that this program remains intact.
Johanna Hayes is Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District. She's running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. When we come back the next time, I got lots more questions for you, Johanna, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.